guys, I'm in Grace Hopper Conference and I'm with Kristen. Kristen, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, thank you. I'm Kristen Yvonne Rosier. I head the Laboratory for Temporal Logic in Aerospace Engineering at the University of Cincinnati. And I just gave a talk on the future of more automated air traffic control.
Wow, yeah, your talk was amazing. I did not understand everything, but it was amazing. Can you give us a little bit of details about the talk to anyone who's interested?
Yeah, sure. So the motivation behind this is that the airspace, the way that we currently keep it safe for everyone to fly in, is almost full, which means that we can't launch any more planes, add more planes to the schedule than we already have, unless we do something to increase the number of planes that we can safely keep separated and reason about safely at all times. So the way that we go about doing that is to add automation to the system. We're limited by the number of things that human air traffic controllers, even very, very brilliant human air traffic controllers, can control at one time, provably safely. So the question is, how do we add automation to the system in a way that we can formally analyze and prove is at least as safe as our current system, but while adding increased capacity so that we can serve the demand needed by the customer base?
Mm-mm. Wow, this is awesome. You're going to solve a huge problem.
Well, it's not just me. It's a whole team of people, yeah. But it's certainly exciting and fun to be involved in this.
Wow. So you're a professor in what university?
The University of Cincinnati.
And you're working with NASA on this project?
Yes. So I'm collaborating with NASA. I have collaborators at NASA Ames and NASA Langley Research Centers, and they're amazing, brilliant people. I'm very lucky to be working with them.
That's great. That's really awesome. Can you talk a little bit of your daily job? Every day, what do you do? How your daily job looks like?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a professor at a research intensive university. So I meet with my students in my lab, work on our various projects. We're at any given time working on the next big idea, in addition to working on publishing the last great idea, refining our notes, making sure that everything that we do is put on the website in a nice reproducible way so that other researchers can build upon what we've done. And then advising students and bringing more people into the field, because it's a really exciting place to be.
Yeah, it is. So since we are in Grace Hopper, is it your first time in Grace Hopper this year?
No, I have been fortunate enough to come to several of them. I think my first one was probably in 2006.
Wow.
And I haven't been to all of them in between, but I've been to probably about half of them.
And why? Why do you come to Grace Hopper?
Oh, wow. The environment is so invigorating and inspiring. I have met people that I've gone on to collaborate with, write papers with, do talks and outreach events with, and it's a wonderful place to expand your network, both within your own research area and across women in computing. There are so many wonderful interdisciplinary people here from all over, so it's a really great cross-section of the best of technology, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to meet all these people in a really exciting sort of social environment where you're very much encouraged to just walk up to people and say, hi, could you tell me more about what you do? It's amazing what you learn here.
Yeah, it is true. It's my first time in Grace Hopper, and I'm enjoying it so much. I saw that you have sisters
yes.
there. Is it like a side project? Are you involved a lot with them? Can you talk a little bit about them?
Well, actually, sisters is a big reason that I came to the last Grace Hopper. So last year, I had the honor of giving the keynote at the sisters' lunch.
Oh.
Yeah, which was wonderful. What a great experience. So sisters is a group of women. It's an email listserv, and it's an environment that allows women in technology to talk about all kinds of topics as long as they relate to both women and technology. So it tends to be a place where people post articles. It's a very good place to see the latest news, where people can ask questions that maybe feel awkward to ask in their work environment. You know, maybe there's one other woman that works with you and you don't want to ask her all of your personal questions. So, right? So a lot of of people instead post these on Sisters, where there's a huge environment of people who are open to discussing things like this.
Oh, I love it. I think I'm going to join.
You should totally join. It's very worthwhile.
I think I'm
going to
join. Okay, let's start our rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
They are very easy, so... Okay, first question, coffee or tea?
Tea. Oh,
good.
Drinking tea right now.
You're drinking tea. Great. What do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
My bicycle.
Is it a very expensive bicycle?
My last one was reasonably expensive. Yeah, I love to bike, and I find that that regular exercise, that being outside, that socializing with the friends in my bicycle club makes me better at what I do. So yeah, it's I think that's my stress release, it's my exercise, it's my socialization, yeah. So that's something that definitely improves my life a lot.
That's awesome. I like it. Next question. You are not forced to to answer this question. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm married to another faculty member at the University of Cincinnati. My husband is in the electrical engineering and computing systems department. Okay. So we have a very public two-body problem that UC graciously offered to solve for us by making sure that, for example, we receive job offers at exactly the same time, and that sort of thing, so that we could make a joint decision about whether or not to join their university.
Okay, great. I think it's good. I don't know. My husband is also a software engineer lead. We are both engineers, and I think it's awesome because we discuss about the same thing. I understand what he's doing, what he's saying, what he's talking about. He understands my problems, so it's nice. I think it's a nice thing. Next question. What's the first thing you do in the morning before you head to work?
Probably check email. I know, it's a boring answer, but I think yes. The alarm goes off, it's on the phone, and then of course the front screen shows you all the emails you have. So I think the temptation is to immediately turn the alarm off and answer the first email. Yeah, maybe that's not the greatest plan before the brain fully wakes up, but...
Yeah. I do the same thing. I do it before I go to sleep, I check email, and when I wake up, I check email. I try to avoid checking email when I just woke up, but then, I mean, I can't run away from it, so... do you listen to music when you work? What kind of music?
I tend not to listen to music when I work. If I do, it'll be something classical. I love ballet, so I'll listen to, you know, something, soundtracks of some of my favorite ballets, something like that.
Oh, I like it. Nice. What's your favorite app?
Favorite or most used? I think it changes a lot depending on where I am. I think that's the great thing about technology, right, is that it's so adaptable. And so for example, right now I'm using the Grace Hopper app a whole lot.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
that's a great app.
Yeah.
And I've seen several conferences come out with some really well-designed apps for navigating the conference.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, when I'm on my bike, then, you know, I'm constantly looking up localized weather, that sort of thing. And I heard about some even better apps that I'm going to check out now. And... So I think it depends on what activity I'm doing. There's an app for everything, and whichever one it is, that's my current favorite.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I think this is a great answer because you're interested in all the apps. do you code? I don't know if I should ask you this question. This because the question is, what's your favorite language to code in?
Yeah, I've heard a joke about professors that every professor's favorite programming language is graduate student. Isn't that good? Okay. It's not. Well, I think probably at this point my graduate students, who are very talented, probably write better code than me. But no, I still roll my own code, and my programming language of choice is usually either C or C++. So I am hardcore. If I could get away with it, I would write, you know, straight K and R C, but that's a little unpopular now. I try to work in C++, and then of course, you know, wrapping scripts around things is always very, very nice to do.
Awesome. This is awesome. This is, I'm really impressed. What's the most useless gadget you have?
Oof. Useless to me or in general? Well, useless to me would be pretty much everything in our kitchen. However, my husband, who's a gourmet chef, manages to make phenomenal things using all of these gadgets that I don't understand. So,
I think it's a good answer. I think it's fair enough. Because you bought them. Oh my god. Okay. Number 9, what's the product you would like to work on? Either a product that's already existing in a company, at Microsoft, that's at Microsoft.
Right.
A product that you can imagine it's not existing and you really want to have. I don't know.
Right. So this is one of the things that inspired the talk that I just gave is the product I want to work on is how do we have provably safe systems in our everyday life doing things that we need to use, right? So so one of the big things that I really want to work on is designing that next provably safe but more complex air traffic control system than we've ever had before. I feel like that would really make a lot of people's lives better. It would allow us to move more across the planet, integrate more, and it's definitely necessary. Yeah. So I definitely want to do something that improves people's lives like that.
I like that. You're almost a doctor, but I mean equally important. That's really good. Are you a geek?
I think so.
Do you identify yourself as a geek? That's good. Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, that's so hard. I've given talks where I have integrated references to both. Yeah.
You should have a favorite.
I don't know. I think there's some more quotable lines and memorabilia to use in talks from Star Trek. So I guess I tend to make Star Trek analogies more frequently than Star Wars.
Okay.
But they're both great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you asked a first big success. Well, sort of on a fundamental level, I think a first big success was convincing myself to go for a career doing this.
Oh.
And sort of overcoming, you know, both my own doubts and, you know, advice I've been given and things like that, right? And deciding that that no, this is really what I want to do. And then if you're talking about things like research successes, I think one of the really big successes that I'm really proud of is we were looking at analysis of specifications. In this case, there's in a linear temporal logic. And we were able to really have an impact on the field by creating benchmarks to be able to judge the correctness of specifications, creating a very large pool of them and a methodology for benchmarking, as well as coming up with ways of encoding the formulas in a way that enabled them to be analyzed up to exponentially faster. So I felt like that was a pretty big impact that convinced me that I could really be successful at research in this field.
Yeah.
So that sort of drove me to continue and go on and, you know, finish a PhD.
That's awesome. Last question, I'll get it on my, what's your advice for a young generation?
Do what inspires you. Follow your dreams and you know, don't in any way be discouraged that what you want to do isn't a job right now. Because I have to say, you know, when I was a little kid, I certainly did not think that what I'm doing now was a job, that people would pay me to do this. Mm-hmm. And you know, my father encouraged me to just to do what I love, do what I am driven to do, you know, whether or not that's an actual job. You know, he said if you study hard, if you work hard, if you are successful and can, you know, demonstrate that you can make a difference, that you can make it a job.
Yeah.
So that's the advice that I would give to other people.
I love it. It's the first time someone gives this kind of advice and I like it. Thank you so much, Kristen, for being on Gals on the show. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.